As we've been reporting, Broadway theaters in New York are going to remain dark through the end of the year, to the disappointment of theater lovers all over. Productions that were supposed to premiere in the fall are reworking their schedules. One of those is The Music Man with Hugh Jackman, which has a tentative start date now for next April. For more on all this, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and check in with David Rooney, who writes for The Hollywood Reporter. David, thanks for being with us. Help us with some historical perspective here. I mean, this is huge for Broadway.
Massive. I think, well, definitely there's never been a shutdown of this duration in history. Even the brief shutdown after 9/11, it was a matter of a few days. Shows were up and running again very quickly, and there was a big push in the city to get people out to see shows, to partake of the culture the city had to offer. And, you know, the audiences were not full for a while. People were hesitant about coming back. So they were playing to two-thirds houses, half-full houses. But this, you know, a closure that looks like it's going to be a year, a full year. I would very much be surprised at this point if any shows are going to come back before March, April, which means a full 12 months. And that is absolutely unprecedented. And the financial losses are astronomical.
I want to talk a little bit more about the impacts to the industry. So an idle industry for a full 12 months, what happens to the actors? What happens to the directors? What happens to the support staff?
Well, you know, Patty, I hate to use words like heartbreaking. It sounds so over the top when we're talking about a pandemic that has cost countless lives and caused economic distress to so many people. But the impact on the theater community is pretty devastating. And, you know, Broadway is at the higher paid end of the spectrum. So when you think about the smaller companies, the off-Broadway companies, how those actors are getting by without their health insurance, without any possibility of work for the next month, it's really, really tough. And Broadway alone, if you look at the revenues lost from for a 12-month period from March 2019 to 2020, that was $1.8 billion in box office. And when you consider the economic factors, the other contingent industries that feed off Broadway, you know, taxis and car services, restaurants, clubs, bars, all of that in the theater district, basically the general thinking is to multiply by four. So you're talking about losses, economic losses to the city of about $7 billion.
David, this is a naive question, not knowing anything about these productions in terms of what they take in advance work, but at what point will Broadway need to start gearing up for its reopening? I mean, months in advance?
Well, that's, again, a tough one to answer, Jeff, because, you know, normally a show will start ticket sales anywhere from 6 months to a year before it opens. The sales for Music Man, I think, started about 10 months before the original start date. So, you know, and those advances can build up. You know, a show with high expectation, like, you know, Hugh Jackman in The Music Man, that will have built up. I have no idea what the actual figure is, but quite often a show like that will build up to $20, $30 million in advance sales. All those advance sales for all of the shows that were selling on Broadway have gone away. They're all back to zero, and they have to start from scratch, which means they have to start new campaigns. They have to relaunch their marketing campaigns. And, I mean, a lot of the shows that were in the wings waiting to open, that were about to start previews when the lockdown happened, I do wonder what's going to happen with them, because some of them have gotten reasonably good deals from their insurance cover. They might have got $8 million back from their insurance. Now, they have to decide, do we take that and cut our losses and just fold the production, or do we go ahead and try and build from scratch again, launching a new marketing campaign? I mean, there are a lot of logistic challenges there.
Well, thank you so much for spending time with us. David Rooney is with The Hollywood Reporter.